ice-cold pitcher of lemonade, just as Joseph and his daughters did more than a century ago. That's a Hillsbrook promise. Folks in town should feel comforted, knowing that their shopping habits, banking details, medical records, retinal gaze tracking, private browsing history, neural implant transmissions, smart fridge contents, toilet analytics, and work emails are hosted in perpetuity by a family that cares. At Hillsbrook Servers, your data is more than just ones and zeros. It's non-binary, like your great-grandparents used to be back in the 2020s. Now, you might be wondering a few things. How do we deal with cybersecurity? Is it fair for local communities to have to subsidize our electric bill when the economic benefits are unevenly distributed? Should we be allowed to consume 99% of the town's water? Well, if we had our druthers, we wouldn't concern ourselves with those big city politics. Our only focus is on powering more AI, more innovation, and more family values in every bite. At Hillsbrook, we're not tech bros, we're tech brothers, tech sisters, tech mothers and fathers. We're small tech, moving slow and fixing things, relaying data on the information super country road. So the next time you're scrolling in your VR contact lenses, you can feel good knowing that your feed may have come from a data center that's rooted in tradition, humming with electricity and pride. And it looks like a barn. From our family to yours, Hillsbrook Servers. An Amazon, NVIDIA, Disney, ExxonMobil, Monsanto company. And that again was Our Mom and Pop Data Center by Jed Feynman and Nehemiah Marcos in The New Yorker, the April 13, 2026 issue. And I guess I should go ahead and tell you about the final surprise for the show today. It's the outro song. It's a song by SMA, and it's called Not a Bubble. It's off of the new album called Technotheism. And I thought it spoke so insightfully to the moment we're in with oligarchs trying to reassure us that AI is not a bubble. For now, I'll just remind you that you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Until next time, friends, you know exactly what to do. Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. It's not a bubble. It's not a bubble. 400 billion in the ground this year. Larry said he'd go bankrupt. That's not fear. Borrowed 70 billion in 2 months flat. Asset-backed securities, nothing wrong with that. Palantir at 152. Price to sales. .com only hit 40 before it failed. But it's different this time. It's different this time. Mark said we're being lied to. Mark said we will win. The manifesto said accelerate. So we accelerate again. It's not a bubble. It's not a bubble. The chips are real. The debt is fine. It's not a bubble. It's not a bubble. Pour another. We're doing fine. Barry shorted ontology. Carp said back crazy. Barry closed his fund. The market said maybe. Cassandra unchained on a dying platform. Nobody listened then. Nobody listens now. 1,000 data centers, 700 more in build. The only winning move is not to play. He played. He lost. He filed. Eating the world. The world is eating the debt. The hyperscaler.
used in 2002, but this is different. Genome, nanotech, 3D printing, blockchain, metaverse. But this is different. But this is different. But this is different. We are being lied to. We are being lied to. We are being lied to. They said that too. 94% of cash flow spent. The bonds need to be paid back with money we haven't made yet. Musical chairs in the data center. Everyone borrowed, everyone's in. The only way out is through the other side. The only way out is if the god is real. Is it a bubble?
And that unmistakable sound means that you are now listening to It's Complicated, an hour of prog and prog-adjacent music. I'm the host of the show, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday at this time, 7 p.m., following hot on the heels of Mark Hurst's program, Tectonic. Thanks for joining me. Always a delight and pleasure to be here playing music for you for 60 minutes. And we're going to start tonight's show with music from a band from California, Oakland, California, to be specific. They're called Inner Ear Brigade. And we're going to hear a track from an album released, I guess, a couple years ago, 2024, called Percunus, and shades of the Canterbury sound, I would say, on this record, or the rock in opposition sound. And here it is. This is the Inner Ear Brigade.
Thank you.
And that's music from the group Inner Ear Brigade. They are, again, from Oakland, California. And we heard a track called Echo Bio Curves, I guess is how it would be pronounced, from an album released a couple of years ago, 2024. And we're going to go to France now. Yeah, in my dreams. I mean, we're virtually going to go to France now. And we're going to hear something from a group called Habitat Farine, if you want the genuine French pronunciation. We're going to hear a track from an album released about 10 years ago, 9 years ago, 2017, I think, is the precise date on this one. A record called AMMA, A-M-M-A. And I'm trying to remember. I'm looking at the website because I forget. Okay, yeah, the record is an homage to a book about the Dogon tribe in Africa and their astronomical knowledge. So I guess you should know that. And this is going to be a track called Namo from the group Habitat Farine. And that's the group Habitat Farine in my mutant American / French pronunciation, a track called Namo from the album Ama, A-M-M-A. They, again, are French. And album was released, what did I say, I think 2017. All right, then. I'm going to hear a track from an American group now with the slightly disturbing name Make a Rising, an unresolved, incomplete band name, Make a Rising. It just makes me crazy. I want to know what the other word in the band name is, but we'll never know, perhaps. Anyway, Make a Rising, they are from Philadelphia, and we're going to hear a track from an album called Infinite Ellipse and Head with Open Fontanelle. That's the album title, and we're going to hear, what are we going to hear? A track called Transmutation. This is the band Make a Rising. Wow. That's the group Make a Rising with a hybrid of like 17 different musical styles. Fabulous. I should mention that that group was introduced to me. I was informed about them by a listener, and I'm sorry, I keep terrible notes. I don't remember who it was. Presumably, you're listening right now, and you know who you are. And whoever it was that pointed me towards that group, I want to thank you because they're really great. Make a Rising. They are from Philadelphia, and we heard a track from a 2008 album called Infinite Ellipse and Head with Open Fontanelle. And they, I'm really upset that they beat me to that title because I was going to use the very same title. Anyway, we're going to hear now a track from one of my very, very favorite groups. We're going to hear from the group Officer, and there's an exclamation mark at the end. Officer? Like you're calling for a cop. And they are based in London, England. It's a group led by, really, the group is the band of Mick Hobbs, but many other pretty well-known London-based musicians play in the group. And they are just fantastic, as you'll hear in a second. I'm going to play a track from their first album, which was called Ossification and was released in the early 80s, 1983, I'm going to say. And I think it was originally a cassette release and later released on AYA, A-Y-A-A, which is a French label and released probably in various other forms. The funny thing about Officer, one of the funny things about Officer is how completely ever-changing they are. And this album, well, you'll hear this album, the first album, Ossification, is very sort of proggy, I guess I would call it. The next album, which was called Yes, Yes, No, No, Yes, No, Yes, I think I got that right, is completely different. It's all very poppy sort of love songs. Fantastic album, I might add. And then they came out with an album just recently, after many years, maybe 2 years ago or so, called Paragraphs and Principles, that is completely, completely different. Again, that album, the newest one, is like this hard left, very, very political sort of like Maoist slogans. It's really incredible. So anyway, but we're going to hear not that one. We'll hear that. I think maybe I've played that other one on the show at some point. But we're going to hear again from their first album, Ossification. This is the group Officer, and we will be hearing a track called Some. S-O-M-E.
You see the living daylights out of me when you dust the furniture like that. Must have got the pie.
And that's music from the group Officer, based in London, led by Mick Hobbs, with a cast of dozens helping him out. Their stuff's available on Bandcamp, and you should definitely check it out. They're just, you know, really a favorite of mine, and they've put out some amazing music over the years, much of it back in the 80s and 90s. That was a track called Some, S-O-M-E. And we're going to hear now, I mentioned the last week, I played a couple of things, I think, on the French label Musea, M-U-S-E-A, and I'm going to play something else from that label now. I'm going to play a track from a collection. I think they put out three of these. Don't hold me to that. I believe there were three. The album, the track I'm going to play comes from a collection called Inferno Part 2, Dante's Divine Comedy, typically, you know, overblown, proggy title. That's okay. I think there were three, and it's a various artists collections compilation, and I think they put out three volumes of this. We're going to hear from Part 2, second volume, from a group called Little Tragedies, and what can I tell you about this? Not very much sort of classic prog instrumental track here, mildly bombastic, and check them out. This is a group, Little Tragedies. Wow. What to say about that one? It ticks all the boxes, as they say. And again, that was the group Little Tragedies. And a selection from the compilation, the Various Artists compilation called Inferno Part 2, Dante's Divine Comedy, an appropriately dramatic album title. And again, that's an album that was released on the Musea label, M-U-S-E-A, French prog heavy label. Now what? I'm going through my stash really quickly this week with a lot of short-ish songs. No, not to worry. There's more where that came from. Little change of pace now, maybe. I'm going to play something from the new album from Square Pusher. So new. It's not even out yet. Various places on the internet, they've made a couple, maybe just one track actually available from the new album, which is due out, I think, in a few weeks or so. Square Pusher. I'm going to hear a track called K7 Museum. Now, you may not know K7 back in the day, and I'm sure that must be what they are referencing here. In the days of what was known as the cassette network, when people were trading internationally, trading home recorded cassettes by mail and such, the international symbol for the cassette was K7, letter K and numeral 7. And the reason, and a lot of Americans especially, didn't understand what that was about. What it comes from is it's French. In French, the letter K is K, and the letter 7 is set. So K7 is K7. And that's where K7 comes from. So we're going to hear a track, again, from this new album from Square Pusher. So new, I don't think it's even out yet. And this will be a track called Cassette K7 Museum. Thank you. And that is, hello, that's music from the group Square Pusher, which is actually one person, Tom Jenkinson. I believe it's just him playing everything. And again, we heard a track from their forthcoming album, which is called Camera Concert. And we heard a track called K7 Museum, or Cassette Museum, or Cassette Museum. Who knows? I'm going to play a track now, also sort of a repeat of something, not a repeat, but a reprise of someone I played recently, and that is Percy Jones. Percy Jones is fine. This is not a tribute. He's alive and well, but I'm just a big fan of his music. Percy Jones is a bass player, one of the world's greatest bass players, in my humble opinion, plays a fretless bass and is well known for playing with the group Brand X, and of course played on a bunch of Eno albums and lots of other stuff. I'm going to play a track from a group, one of his current groups. He plays in a few, and this group is called Pact, P-A-K-T, and it's typical, you know, all the band names have been used up, right, at this point, so there seems to be a lot of group names where they just use the initials of the members, and this is one of them, P-A-K-T, Pact, and there's no way I'd remember all their names, so I'm reading here from my cheat sheet. P is Percy Jones, Alex Skolnick, Kenny Grahowski, and Tim Motzer, P-A-K-T, Pact, and we're going to hear a track from a recent album called Live in Montreal, which is, you know, where it was recorded. And I think it was just released like a few months ago, late last year. And of course, Percy Jones on bass, unmistakably, and those other guys I just mentioned. And this is Pact. Thank you. this is going to take us right up to the end of the show, so I got to talk over it a little bit here. In the background, Pact, P-A-K-T, with the great Percy Jones on fretless bass. A track called The Storm from a live album called Live Montreal/Toronto. Thanks for listening, folks. Always a pleasure playing music for you. Thanks, as always, to everyone on the chat board gabbing it up. Have a great week. See you next time. Hope you all had a good 420, however you chose to celebrate it. And see you next week. Amanda's next. You are listening. Needless to say, you're tuned to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time.
Out here in the field.
Band 2, the initial S followed by a consonant. S P A N I S H. Of course, you know what this word means. The correct pronunciation is Spanish. But how do you pronounce it? Many people whose first language is Spanish tend to say Espanish, and here's why. The word Spanish begins with a consonant S, followed by another consonant P. Now, practically no Spanish words begin with S followed by a consonant. So in Spanish, most words which have S followed by a consonant are usually pronounced starting with an E or S sound, like this, Español. That's why so many Spanish-speaking people tend to say Espanish for Spanish or Espeak for speak. Because what they are actually doing is pronouncing these English words, Spanish and speak, as if they were Spanish words. Now let's take a look at some of the words that you may have trouble with. When I pronounce the word, I'll purposely emphasize the S. I'll do this only for the first few words. When you repeat the word after me, do the same. Then I'll pronounce each succeeding word at the normal speed without emphasizing the S. You do the same. There will be a pause after I say each word. This will give you enough time to say the word correctly. Then I'll say the word again so you can check your pronunciation. So actually, you'll hear each word three times. Once when I pronounce it, once when I pause while you pronounce it, and then again when I pronounce it for the second time. We'll be following the same procedure throughout in each lesson. And now we're ready to begin. Skate. Skate. State. State. Stay. Stick. Small. Small. And now a little faster. Spanish. Spanish. Speak. Speak. Snack. Snack. Spend, spend, stamp, stamp.